recess, Lucille told us more about the party. She said that there was going to be lots of delicious food to eat, plus also there was going to be an exciting prize for the Easter egg winner. "And wait till you hear this," she said. "My daddy is going to hide a real pretend golden egg, and whoever finds the golden egg will win the grand prize of the day. And that is a fabulous playdate with me, Lucille." She twirled around and hugged herself. "And it's not just any old fabulous playdate with me either," she said. "The winner is going to get to go swimming with me in my heated indoor swimming pool that we just had enclosed." She did a little shiver and rubbed her arms. "Isn't that exciting, everyone?" she asked. "Doesn't that give you the tingles?" She looked around. "Well, doesn't it? Huh? Doesn't it make you tinkle all over?" she asked. All of the children looked curious at each other. Herbert rocked back and forth on his feet a minute. I think you mean the tingles," he said at last. Jose nodded. "See, Lucille, you definitely mean the tingles," he said. Lucille squinted at those two. "Tingles? Tinkles? Whatever. The point is, a playdate with me gives you goosebumps on your arms," she said. "Just look at your arms, people. Don't you see them? Don't you see the goosebumps?" All of us looked at our arms. None of us saw the goosebumps. We waited and waited real patient. And then finally, "Goosebumps!" shouted Sheldon. "I see goosebumps, Lucille!" He ran to her and pointed. "Look, Lucille, see them? See my goosebumps?" he asked. Lucille's face beamed very happy. "Oh, Sheldon, those are the goosebumpiest goosebumps I ever saw. Thank you, Shelzy. Thank you for those goosebumps," she said. After that, she gave him a big hug, and she waved her fingers at us. "Well, ta-ta, everyone," she said. "It's time for me to go look at myself in the cafeteria window." Then she shook her shiny hair, and she skipped away. Sheldon kept on standing there. He was shocked from the hug, I think. Then, all of a sudden, his whole face lighted up, and he began to shout,
"Lucille, wait up! I'll look at myself in the cafeteria window, too," he shouted.
He took off skipping after her. I smiled to see that. "I think Sheldon has a crunch on Lucille," I said to my friend Herbert. Herb looked funny at me.
"You mean crush, Junie B. He has a crush on Lucille," he said.
I started to laugh. "Don't be ridiculous, Herbert. It's definitely crunch," I said. "I am excellent at expressions."
Herb looked funny at me again.
I do not know why.
After a minute, Sheldon and Lucille skipped past us. They were smiling and giggling and chasing each other. Sheldon was calling to her.
"Come back here, you springy little lamb," he called.
I slapped my knee.
"Springy little lamb? He called her a springy little lamb. That is a hoot," I said.
May heard me talking. "It's not funny, Junie Jones. Can't you see what he's doing?" she said.
"Sheldon is trying to get in good with Lucille so she'll tell him where the golden egg is hidden. He's just trying to win the playdate to swim in her pool."
She followed him with her eyes. "He's not going to get away with it, though," she said. After that, she cupped her hands around her mouth and she shouted after him.
"You can just forget about it, Sheldon Potts. I'm going to be the one who finds the golden egg, not you. I've got eyes like a red-tailed hawk."
I looked at her very curious. May has a lot of bird parts, I believe. Also, she is cuckoo. And that is not name-calling. That is just the truth.